This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional. Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you'd have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh. Hello, and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily. Before we get into today's episode, we wanted to remind you that Back for Seconds has a new way to subscribe. Go to subscribe.betches.com. And just so you know, Back for Seconds allows you to access ad-free episodes a day early, big deal, and bonus episodes from Sammy and Aileen, our godmothers.
So fun. Sign up, you guys.
And today we have a very special scoop du jour, selected, hand-selected from TikTok. And we have a Dear DST that I'm really excited about. But before we get started, what's new?
Okay, so what's new is tomorrow is the Betches party. And then the next day I leave for my cousin's bachelorette, which will be bathing suits galore. And my initial hesitance or reticence or whatever, like fraidy catness, I've kind of thrown out the window because I'm realizing, like, this is her bachelorette. Like, what am I trying to look good for? You know, like, it should all be about the bride.
Yeah, actually, the worse you look, the better for the bride.
Exactly.
That, and, you know, that's actually a very freeing way to think about bachelorettes.
Yeah.
Like, let me just show up looking like a rusty nail.
Yeah, and like I'll be wearing all my bathing suits that I do find comfortable. I got all my outfits approved by her, you know, just so that it's like it's what she wants versus like how do I feel? Like I don't need to think about how I feel because how I feel is usually wrong. So let's put the more important person's feelings in the spotlight.
I really like that attitude, but I'm thinking how can you carry that over to the rest of the summer? You know,
because
the next time you have a beach day, you know, it kind of is about you.
Mm.
It's about your day.
Let's think about that after.
Okay, fair. I'll let you celebrate this moment in which you're not even concerned about the way you look on this trip. It's real. That's great.
I'm stoked.
That's great. I love like seeing the content that people create after a bachelorette weekend and how it is all about the bride and how like that's like kind of their star moment.
Yeah.
You know, because most people don't have, I say most people, like I am a celebrity or something, but like most people don't have like cameras on them. You know, like we come in every week and we have cameras on us to the point where like sometimes we hate it. Yeah. But I just love like seeing people's content afterwards and seeing the bride all in white and then everyone else in like a secondary color. Mm-hmm. And she's just having her celebutante moment. And there's something really adorable about it.
Yeah. I've been saving a lot of TikTok trends and I'm like, can we do this? I think you'd love. And she's like, okay, yeah, you'll be our media person.
Oh, sick. You have a job too.
I have a job.
It's great to have a job on a trip.
Exactly. So I'll be too busy to care.
Happy for you.
Thank you. Do you have any news?
I actually do. And real quick, but I just want to give a shout out to the lovely DST listener who slid in my DMs last night and revealed that she has the same shape belly button as me. And
your tummy twin.
Oh, she's my tummy twin.
Yeah.
It was actually really cute because she sent me a picture of her in a bikini. By the way, slay.
Yeah.
She has a sick body, but also like, I had this realization. I said this to her and I was like, please don't be offended by my wording on this, but it really doesn't bother me on you.
Yeah. And like, that's body dysmorphia. Emily.
Yes.
It's yeah.
Because on me, it's all I can see.
Right.
So we had this very special moment of just being like, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It's not that big of a fucking deal.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if I have any other tummy twins, please get at me. Yeah. Because I'm not even kidding. Like, it was a really healing moment for
me. And if
me.
I have any tongue twins, hit me up. Yeah. Scrotal girlies.
Yeah, did you get any scrotal tongue people?
No, I'm too rare.
Yeah, that's just, I guess that's too much of an oddity.
Yeah.
The frowny face belly button.
The Kate Winslet smile.
The Kate, yes. The Kate Winslet smile belly button mm-hmm. is more common than the scrotal tongue.
Yeah, you guys were just smiling at each other and I was just scroting alone.
Scrote, scrote.
Scrote, scrote. So that's what's new and that's exciting.
Very exciting. Do we want to talk about this TikTok trend?
Yeah.
I can't stop laughing I know. At this sound. Can you play the sound
yes.
for people?
Funnily enough, I had not even seen this trend. We had a lovely coworker. Show it to us just now. And now this sound is stuck in our heads.
Yeah, it's going to be stuck in my head for like a week.
And
but it's so annoying.
This is my dinner. I call this girl dinner.
Girl dinner. Girl dinner.
That's it. That's the sound.
So yeah, it's basically a bunch of creators are using this sound to describe a quote unquote girl dinner. And a girl dinner seems to be like a hodgepodge of snacks. It looks like in this video, it's pita chips, pickles, pepperoni, some
charcuterie.
Guac, and strawberries. So it's like charcuterie.
It's like an appetizer plate.
Yeah.
Which if we're being real, the appetizer is the best part of the meal. But it
depende.
Well, sure. But I'm just saying like a charcuterie plate, like... That's, I mean, for me, that's like an enjoyable thing and could definitely be a meal.
I love charcuterie. Yeah. However, okay, so when this was presented to us, it was like, have you heard about the girl dinner trend? And it was like that guys have normal meals or whatever, and girls have these like little tiny whatever. But now I'm looking at it and it's like, it's not that it's so supposed to be small, I think. It's just like it's a scavenger dinner.
It's a hodgepodge.
It's a hodgepodge, yeah.
And I personally, when I saw this at first, I was like, I don't like that because it's all, a lot of them are really small. Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking at some examples right now. Like there's like a fruit roll up and then cheese wrapped pickles. That actually sounds kind of good. But like, they're just like all little plates with little amounts of food. So then yeah. I thought the implication was that girls eat like little birds.
Yeah. And I think I told you this, that I had a family member who would be like, now remember, that's a man portion. And then women's portions are like, you cut that in half or whatever. So that it immediately like triggered my mind of thinking like, oh, a girl dinner has to be like a smaller dinner. But like when I'm having girl dinners like this, it's just because I'm eating everything in the house.
Yeah. The girl dinner, like what I have eaten many. I don't even want to call it a girl dinner. It's not a girl dinner. It's just it's a lazy dinner.
It's a lazy dinner.
Are you calling girls lazy TikTok?
No, I don't like that. I mean, I don't want to. I do love the song. Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. It's great for practicing your scales.
But not great for if like you genuinely believe that girls should eat less or, you know, like or any right. gender should be eating a certain amount based on, you know, like that alone.
This is one of those things that I want to be offended by. Like initially I was super Same. Offended, but then I thought more about it and I was like, well, yeah, I mean, what do I eat when Andy goes away for a weekend? I eat granola with yogurt in it. And mm-hmm. because when I have to think about both of us, it's like we need to have a protein, we need to have a starch, we need to have a vegetable. Like it needs to be an actual meal. But when I'm left to my own devices, I will quite often go for, you know, kind of like either light breakfast foods or snacky mm-hmm. foods. It's like, all right, you
I
know,
feel like I
want to be mad.
I had a girl dinner last night.
You had a girl dinner last night?
Like, I feel like I did.
Now, what was it?
I had, like, a bunch of, like, string cheese. Then I had, like, a bowl of cereal. Then I had, like, some fruit, you know? Then I had some cookies.
There
like,
you go.
That's not dinner.
That's a girl dinner.
But it's it is a bunch of food.
Well.
It's lazy as fuck and it's embarrassing. That's the thing. It's, like, it's embarrassing. You wouldn't do this with another person.
Right. Like, if somebody asks me what I had for dinner last night and I had a girl dinner, I'm probably going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to be like, oh, I ordered pizza.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's so embarrassing to eat like 4 Oreos and a couple slices of smoked turkey.
Because it's not prepared.
Yeah, it's just like,
and it's not what dinner looks like.
Right. But I actually was thinking about this recently. It's really strange how we've kind of defined what is a meal and what is a snack. Because I often think like, oh, I want to have a snack. Like, let's say it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, oh, I've had lunch already, but I want to have a snack. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, we don't have any snacks in the house. But we do. Like, I could have a meal, but just have less of it. Like, I could have like half a sandwich. Like, that could be a snack. But for some reason in my mind, my definition of a snack means like it has to be a bowl, nuts. A small bowl of Cheez-Its, or it has to be like a snack food. Yeah, nuts or a fruit roll-up, to use that example.
Yes,
again.
Girl dinner is blurring the lines between the lines. Meal and snack.
And you know what? I don't completely hate it.
I don't hate it either.
I just hate the verbiage.
Yeah, same. But like thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, it is a totally acceptable form of dinner, especially because like you never know how much of a portion you're going to want. So if you're just having like a bunch of small stuff and then eating until you're full.
Okay. Counterpoint.
Okay.
I'm like discovering new layers the more I think about this. Mm-hmm. I do also think when you eat dinners like this, where you're like scrounging things, sometimes you're not scratching the itch of what you actually want and you end up eating everything in your kitchen,
yes.
But you're not satisfied. Mm-hmm. And that's where we kind of cross over into binge eating danger. Like, and I'm only saying this because I used to do this. I used to come home after work and I'd be like, oh, I'm so hungry, but I don't want a whole meal. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, you know, I'm trying to diet or I'm trying to limit my intake. Mm-hmm. So let me just grab some of this, but I'm not satisfied. So then it'll be like 3 hours later, I've consumed all the raw oats mm-hmm. in the house mm-hmm. because that's all I have left. And I'm still not satisfied. I should have just ordered Popeyes like I wanted. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that I could see that being like a little bit unhealthy, but I think on the surface, like this girl dinner thing is fine. Let's fucking change the name.
I think girl dinner also might come from like those nights where you don't want to spend any money on like
for sure
ordering in, or you know, like you don't even want to make the choice of like cooking or cleaning like up the kitchen or whatever. So like, I don't think that there is something bad about putting together a little charcuterie board for yourself. However, you are correct. If it's coming from a disordered thing, it could be a very slippery slope. And the name sucks.
Yeah, the name just sucks.
Yeah.
We need to rebrand.
But I also love it.
Well, I like... Well, you
I just
can't,
like the song.
If, yeah, yeah, if you change the name, you have to change the song. Because mm-hmm. then the girl dinner, it's not going to make sense. Mm-hmm.
What could we sub in girl with?
I don't know what's that. Oh, maybe bird dinner. It's bird? A bird dinner because you're eating like a bird. You're eating little, you know, pieces of things.
You want to hear something interesting about birds?
Sure.
They actually eat their weight in food every day. So eating like a bird
is... Okay, but
is...
I ate my weight in food every day when I was eating girl dinners. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But because I was just eating like tons of snacks here and there.
So it's bird dinner.
So it kind of is a bird dinner.
Okay. Or it could just be idea. Like low pressure hodgepodge meal.
Oh, see, that's not catchy.
Low pressure hodgepodge meal. Yes, it is.
All right. Maybe it is. Once again, you're right about everything. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, azo boric acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And azo dual protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on azoproducts.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So we have this Dear DST. It is a bit long, but stick with us because it's great. Here we go. Dear DST. Huge fan of the podcast. You both have helped me so much. Because of you, I'm really beginning to accept my body after years of being in an internal weight battle with myself. I'm writing you today because my mom, much like myself, has struggled with her weight. I think I learned a lot of unhealthy beliefs and toxic mindsets from her. Years of yo-yo dieting, quick fix approaches, fad diets, commenting on other people's bodies, and negative self-talk. She has always made it very clear that she values people based on their weight. For example, I lost around 75 pounds over a 2-year period of time in my early 20s. It was gradual and I worked very hard. About a year after I had lost my weight, my mom made a comment about how she wishes my grandmother could have seen me pretty and skinny before she died. And at least she got to see my mother skinny. My grandmother died a year before I lost weight. This is so sad. At the same time, my mom had a big weight loss due to getting lap band procedure. The lap band ended up making her extremely malnourished and ended up getting taken out when she got cancer a year later. Because of chemo, she needed all the nourishment she could get, so she ended up gaining a lot of weight after having it taken out. Personally, I am just happy to have her cancer free. Of course. I didn't really notice her weight gain. However, apparently a doctor deemed her weight significant enough to prescribe her Wegovy. She's been on it for about 3 months and she's lost about 18 pounds. Naturally, she's excited about this. The problem is every time I talk to her, she feels the need to gush about her weight loss. As someone who sees a nutritionist, works hard to eat correctly, and exercises daily, I have to admit it kind of makes me feel some type of way to hear her brag about her weight loss, especially considering all she has had to do to achieve it is take a shot. I've always taken the natural approach to losing weight, and she's always looked for quick fixes. It's extremely unhelpful when someone who's supposed to be a role model for you is trying to make you envy her. Mm. I know she's only doing this because she will sometimes ask me what size I am or how much I've lost in a year, only like 5 pounds, because I'm maintaining a long-term healthy lifestyle, not just trying to be skinny. When she had the lap band procedure, I remember she would go as far as to give me her old clothes to make me feel bad for being bigger than her. Do you have any advice on how I should approach this subject with my mother? I'm happy that she is trying to get healthier and she is feeling more confident, but I don't want a repeat of all the psychologically damaging things she used to say the first time she lost weight. I'm glad I'm older and more mature this time around and have an incredible podcast to listen to about this subject.
Oh my God.
But I do fear she may impact my growth surrounding body neutrality and acceptance. Thanks for all you do. Sincerely, Deja Vu Betch. So remember last time when we were talking about that person who thought they were an almond daughter?
Yeah.
And we were like, just because you want somebody to be healthy doesn't make you an almond person. Like, mm-hmm. Almonding involves shame. It involves...
Almonding.
It involves kind of stuff like this, where it's like, look at me, be jealous. Like, this, again, you said it. It's psychologically damaging.
Yeah.
This is an almondy mom, I believe.
You know, I don't even know if I would categorize this as an almondy mom, because it's not even under the guise of, this is the healthy way to eat or anything like
but
that.
But almond moms don't have to pretend to be healthy. They just want you to be thin.
When I think of an almond mom, I think of like, oh, don't eat that because that has, preservatives in it. Like, I do think of it a little more connected to like the food in the house and the food that the kids are allowed to eat and that type of thing. This is something that I personally am way more familiar with based mm-hmm. on my own life experience. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, grandma wants to see you skinny. Mm-hmm. And,
no, grandma died not seeing you. It's the meanest thing I think you could say to a person, like playing on their grief and insecurities that you want them to have.
Yeah. I mean, even the term pretty and skinny, like being used together like that. And at least she saw me skinny. It's like grandma didn't give a fuck. Okay. Like grandma was on her way out. I hate to say this, but like. It's just...
Why would she say that, though, if grandma didn't give a fuck? I feel like she got her issues from grandma. Like, I feel like this is a trickle-down.
Totally, but, like, I don't... I mean, listen, we can't bring grandma back from the grave, but, like, I doubt that grandma was on her deathbed thinking, oh, thank God I saw my daughter skinny. I just don't think at the end of your life that that's really where your priorities generally lie. She may have, like... instilled in her daughter, mm-hmm. aka your mom, like different ideas about the way that you should look or whatever. But that doesn't mean it's actually important. It's just crazy to mythologize somebody like that after they die. Like, oh, like at least she saw me skinny. I just think it's super fucking sad because it's like we don't have grandma.
Who was talking about it? But somebody was like, my grandmother is still trying to stay skinny.
Me.
Is it you?
That was me. Yeah. But
so I feel like there are grandmas still thinking about it.
Totally. My grandma always says she wants to lose some weight. Like she used to end the evening with a scoop of ice cream, and she has since eliminated that so that she could lose some weight. I'm like, for who? I really don't understand it at all. But
I literally think this grandma could have been on her deathbed still thinking about her own weight. Like, I think
her own weight. Yeah. But my grandma, what she cares about, she's 90 years old. She wants to see her grandkids. She wants to see her great grandchildren grow up. She wants to see me get married, which she won't fucking shut up about. Mm. But like, you know, I just think it's so, I don't know if narcissistic is the right word, but it's just like, it's backwards and very manipulative to say to your daughter, like, oh, grandma didn't get to see it's you horrible. Skinny. Like, it's just, I don't think that grandma would have, I don't think that was the most important thing to grandma. I really don't. But moving on from that, like, I'm so familiar with this verbiage and with, like, you know, the clothes is really struck me, like the whole, like, oh, she'll give me clothes and be like, oh, this is way too big on me. So, like, it'll definitely mm-hmm. fit you. And mm-hmm. and those little subtle digs that it's so hard to put your finger on, but you know how it makes you feel. And I'm
that is not hard to put a finger on. That is a very specific. I don't need these anymore. And you know who does? You. And you know why? Because you're not good enough. Like,
right. But it is kind of under the guise of, like, I'm giving you clothes that I don't need anymore. Like, it is like a nice
sure
thing to give somebody yeah. clothes, but then to put the caveat on it, like, oh, these are fucking huge on me, so they'll definitely look good on you. It's just, it's not necessary. And it's, mm-hmm. it's like, obviously that makes you feel bad. And I've had people do that to me in my life. Or, you know, and however well-intentioned they were, they would be like, oh, you know, I bought this and I really loved it, but now it just falls off of me. It just falls off of me. So do you want it? Mm-hmm. And like, to the point, it bothered me to the point that I have clothes now that are a few years old and they're too baggy for me. And I wanted to give them to a friend who mm-hmm. I knew that they would fit. I will never say to her, oh, these are too big for me. Do you want it? And I don't even think, like, that's not inherently a bad thing. But because of that experience that I had and how bad it made me feel, I never would say that to her. I just say, I don't yeah. have room in my closet. Do you want this?
For sure.
Or, like, I know that you really liked this when I got it. Mm-hmm. And I don't wear it anymore. Do you want it?
Yeah.
And maybe she knows that, like, that, oh, maybe it's too big on me and that's why I'm giving it to her. But I would never, like, outwardly say that because I think people have those thoughts about themselves anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, you're thinking that anyway. So then why does somebody need to twist the knife?
Right. No, and I'm very proud of this listener for, like, feeling good and doing all the right things.
Yeah.
And, like, this is the part about the Wegovy that really struck me is, like, you're, like, I'm, like, mad at her because, like, she's bragging about all this effort and I'm the one putting an effort.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I've thought about when it comes to these weight loss things is I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks for the people that are, like, trying really hard on these journeys and stuff. And, like, it seems that for other people, they're just flipping a switch. Like, whereas this has been therapy and working out and figuring out foods that work with you, you know, like, instead of just, like, a quick fix.
Yeah. And it tends to be the people who don't have access to those things who have to do it the long way. Mm-hmm. They have to do it the hard way. And then mm-hmm. there are people who are able to, you know, afford and gain access to certain medications or certain methods that can just take the shortcut.
Sure. But even if you could afford the shortcut, and I know that there are people who can't afford it and are still doing the healthier way.
Yeah. And those are smart people.
And I'm happy for them. And I want you to be happy for yourself too, because, like, it must suck, but, like, take some pride in that. That is, it's really outstanding to, like, rework your whole life.
Totally.
And do it for the reasons of making yourself feel better, emotional, you know, not just look better so that, like, your grandmother can see you thin before she dies. Like, you're doing this for you. Crazy. And that's the thing I think you need to separate is, like, how good you really are doing and how little, like, those words from her matter. And another part of this that you said is it sucks because she's a bad role model. Like, this is not somebody that you want as a role model. And I relate to this in the way that, like, my parents don't have a perfect relationship. They are separated now, you know, like, I think my attachment styles stem from their relationship and stuff. And that's stuff that I'm working on. And it wasn't until recently that I said it to somebody that I said, oh my God, they're such bad role models. It really sucks. And I feel doomed because they're such bad role models. And then the person I was talking to was like, okay, but your role model doesn't actually have to model what your life is going to, you don't have to make that your model of everything. You can take some things and then find a different role model for the other things that you don't admire about them. Right. You know what I mean?
Like, right. You're not destined to mirror what they
did. No, my parents are role models for me in so many other ways that I'm very, very excited about. But yeah, if they couldn't make their relationship work, should I think that all of my relationships are doomed? No.
Yeah, no, that's a really good comparison, actually. And I think we need to compartmentalize when it comes to our parents. And for many of us, it's our moms. And for me, it's always been my mom. You know, I will go to my mom for advice about many things. Does this dress fit correctly? What kind of foundation do I need? Mm-hmm. I'm like naming all superficial things. But no, my mom is very helpful with a lot of different things. Am I going to her about, health related things or body related things? No, because I know that her her perception is very skewed. Mm-hmm. And even when I told her about the intuitive eating thing initially, she was just like very skeptical, very skeptical. And you know, for her, I think it all comes back to how you look, and that's the most important thing. And I think if you have determined that that is not the most important thing to you because your health is ultimately what matters, then stay true to that.
Yeah.
Stay true to that. And if that means you need to put up a boundary with your mom and be like, hey, can we just not talk about the weight loss thing anymore?
The thing is, though, I think she keeps bringing it up because she wants this person to go on Wegovy as well. Like,
You think her mom does?
Yeah. How could her mom, like, she knows that she's working on it. Mm-hmm. I think she's being like, look how good I look. Like, catch up. You know, and I don't know how to stop those conversations necessarily if like that person has a plan.
Good point. Maybe like just, I don't know. Actually, that would be an interesting tidbit of information. Like, because she has.
Yeah, maybe just ask next time that she's like, oh, I look amazing or whatever. Be like,
do you want me to go on with
Are you saying this because you want me to do that? Because I've been trying to go this like completely different way because I've noticed that yo-yo dieting is like, it's not very efficient for me and it doesn't make my body feel good. So I've just been trying to do like, you know, nutrition and exercise and this is my way. But are you telling me this because you want me to do it your way?
Yeah. And that maybe that'll make her think about the way that she talks to you.
Maybe she'll be even more impressed by you because of like what a good job you're doing. And how much you're doing.
I mean, at the very least, maybe she'll be a little honest with you and say like, yeah, I do think you should do this. You could lose so much weight so quick. But then, yeah, that's going to open up a bigger conversation about like, yeah, but is quick, is losing weight quickly
worth side effects, worth?
Right. Like, is that the most effective way to do it? It might not. I don't think it's right for me. And she should respect that after you say that. But I know. I keep just saying I know how you feel. And I really, really do. I know like what a pointless conversation that can feel like. So I don't know. I honestly think like making that subject matter completely taboo is the best way to go in this situation. Because it just sounds like anytime you guys talk about it, your feathers get ruffled.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well,
Good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what I used to suggest to people who had a difficult time speaking up in any difficult conversation?
Oh, what? I need to know.
Have the person listen to the podcast that helped you.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
Put it on in the car. Isn't this interesting? What do you think about this? Maybe play the Almond Mom episode for her. You know, like, pick an episode that really spoke to you.
Yeah. Don't pick this segment.
No.
Don't pick this, dear Dusty.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I was listening to this crazy podcast and
I like really related to it.
To
anyway, it like says the exact amount of weight that her mom lost after lap band.
And so my mom, Jean, did I mention her name is Jean? Hi, Jean.
Oh my God, Mom, that's so crazy. Your name is Jean. That's like something that I would have probably done in my younger years. Like, oh my God, Mom, this is so crazy.
Yeah. No, but like I used to do this with How Come. Before I could say anything of like what I wanted, I would just play an episode for Ben and go, oh, that's interesting.
I love that.
You know?
I love that.
It takes
that.
The onus off of you. You don't have to have the right words to say. They're not going to blame you for some outlandish thing you said. They're going to blame the person who's saying it. And then maybe that makes a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I do think that'll take balls, but you could do it. You could try it. I think start with trying to avoid the subject. If that doesn't work, because it seems like maybe that won't work because your mom loves bringing up her weight loss, then you could do what Remy said, like ask her, like, do you keep bringing this up to me because...
Yeah, why do you keep saying this to
me? Like this feels personal, Mom.
Like, you know I'm doing a really good job. I feel really healthy. I feel really good.
I've been on a health kick. Like, yeah. I don't need medication. Or you don't even need to say, I don't need medication. Just be like, do you want me to take this medication? Like, is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
I feel like you're getting at something. And if she denies it and then she keeps doing it, then at that point, I think you need to be like, either have her listen to the Almond Mom episode or just say, hey, Mom, let's avoid the topic. Because I already think about my own weight so much. I'm like on this, you know, health journey and I'm trying to lose weight myself. So I when I'm with you, I just want to like shop and get our nails
maybe
done.
Maybe start it with, I'm so happy that you're feeling so good. Because I'm also feeling so good.
Oh, I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
And then what's she going to say? Well, you shouldn't be.
You don't look good.
Right. And if she
does. There's like a lot of mean things that she could say, right. But then you could write us again and we could cross that bridge. I mean, these conversations are really, really difficult to have. There are lots of conversations that I haven't been able to have with certain family members. And it's a good thing that I have an outlet to be able to talk about them on a public platform.
Yeah. And you have our DMs. So don't think that you don't have a place that we can talk further about this.
And we're here to support you.
Yeah.
Or even just commiserate with you because it's fucking annoying.
It's annoying. And it's like it totally changes your brain. Like no matter how much you feel healed sometimes, it can just put you back in a certain place. And I don't know if you guys know about tapping or whatever.
Oh, like tapping?
Yeah, it's like EMF tapping or whatever. It's a type of therapy. And some people have said that they do it at like family dinners and stuff. If like a stressful topic is brought up, I am not a tapper. I am not an expert in even knowing about tapping.
No, but
I can imagine
you can learn about.
You could learn about and physically do to just like remind yourself. Like when they start saying something like this, you can just give yourself a tap to be like, hey, let's calm our nervous system.
Yeah, no, I really like that suggestion. I think the more things that you can do for yourself to calm yourself down, to bring yourself back into your body, it really will benefit you. Something that really helps me is deep breathing. And I have been known, well, not known because I do it in secret, but I have done this many times before. I'll be at a family function. I'll remove myself, like I'll quote, go to the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. But really I'm just sitting somewhere and doing some deep breathing. And it really, it just grounds you. It brings you back into your body and then you can be around your family and not go insane.
Mm-hmm. It's actually EFT tapping, not EMF. See, I really know nothing about it. I've just heard that some people are helped by this in family situations.
Yeah, so look up EFT tapping.
Yeah.
And also deep breathing.
Yeah.
Two things that could help you.
Yes.
But your family's your family, and sometimes they're going to say things that are just fucked up.
And sometimes, again, they have had those things said to them.
Yes, and that probably, I mean, listen, that is the reason.
Yeah.
That is the reason. I mean, your grandmother came up in this, in one of these conversations. Like, it's the reason. Even, like, your mom is so happy that her dead mom saw her skinny. Can we just, like,
instead of, like, it'd be really cool if grandma was still around.
Right. It'd be great if
I miss her.
Take a vacation with grandma.
Yeah.
If I could have her here to give her a hug. No, it would be great if she could see you thin.
I just feel like grandmother who somebody would say, oh, my God, your family's so amazing. And she'd go, fooled another one. So no matter what your grandmother wanted for you or what your mom wants for you currently.
Or what your grandmother wants from beyond the grave.
Totally. It is, at the end of the day, up to you. What you want, the cycles that you want to continue. Like, if you don't want to continue generational trauma of telling people to lose weight, you know, like, let it stop with you.
Yeah. I love that. Break the cycle, girl. Break the cycle. The second that you start taking those injections or going to a lap band consultation, you are continuing the cycle. So stay strong and, you know, don't be too hard on your mom because she's been through it too.
More importantly, don't be hard on yourself.
Yeah, don't be hard on yourself.
And we love you.
That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Yes, and follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review and don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And then, of course, follow me at Remy Casimir.
Follow me at Lubination.
And remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.